Blood and Ashes. I once met a man from an old land, who told me of the creatures of the night. Please understand, he was a hunter by trade. Before me a bloody wooden stake he laid. He muttered, "The blood is the life. Looking at it I wonder why not use a knife." I asked what he did hunt with a stake. He said, "Vampires before they wake." He used the stake, I had no doubt. I said that I do not go out. He knew I did not believe. So he did apologize and took his leave. "Tell me why you dragged me to a cemetery at midnight again." "To kill a vampire, they rise when the day's gone." "You serious? I told you vampires aren't real." My companion acted if it was no big deal. "You wanted proof." He was very aloof. Silence and wait. Something odd happened, I can state. Out of a crypt walked a man. "Stay back, I'll do what I can." I didn't know what of that to make. My companion, the professor, raised his arm, stabbed the man in the heart with his old wooden stake. He proclaimed, "Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That will cure you of your bloodlust." A madman ran out of the crypt crying, "Master, no. You are free, Renfield." The professor said. Renfield looked insanely at me. He ran at me. The professor pulled his stake out of the vampire and threw it into Renfield's heart. The professor laughed. "What?" I asked. "A spider," the professor said. "On your scarf." I screamed and ripped off the offending scarf. "He wasn't after you, he eats spiders." "He was mad," I said. "Yes, he was, Mr. Harker. He escaped an asylum with the help of the vampire, his master, the Count Dracula."